Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Nehemiah 6 says, "Now when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left in it, although up to that time I had not set the doors and the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, 'Come, let us meet together in the plain of Ono.' But they intended to do me harm. And I sent messengers to them, saying, 'I am doing a great work. I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you?'" Now, that's interesting. The leaders of the surrounding countries wanted Nehemiah, the head of this work crew, to come and meet with them and talk about who knows what. Nehemiah understood. They didn't want to talk to me about who knows what. They wanted to harm me. They wanted to stop this work. They did not want the wall to be repaired. You see, those in the community began to see that there was a new norm that was going to be there, that the people that lived in this city were going to have a wall that was repaired. They were used to it one way. They were used to the weakness of the people. And this guy, Nehemiah, comes. He starts listening to God, using his own resources, caring for the people. And before you know it, the wall is being built up like it should be. Now, they want him to leave, and his only reason for not leaving to talk to them was simply that he had a job to do and that they would distract him from the job that he had to do. I wonder how many of us today who name the name of Christ and love God understand that we have a job to do and will rearrange our lives so that we can get the job done while minimizing other distractions that are around us. Those distractions may not be as blatant as this, where somebody wants to kill us, but they are distractions if we have work to do. Satan doesn't care how he gets us away from the job that God wants us to do. He just wants to get us away and render us ineffective in life. Our lives matter, and our lives matter when we listen to God and do what God has put in our hearts to do. He will provide a way for us. He will take care of us. But we need to listen to him and do as he says and do what is right. And it's always right to honor God, and it is always right to love his people and to work hard. And that's what Nehemiah was doing. These leaders in the area were not out to help him. They were out to hurt him, and he was wise enough to see that and wise enough to stay away from that. He was doing a great work and wanted to continue to. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the campus of the NicolaiBibleInstitute.org.